You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Lockdown is a difficult time for most of us. However, for our elderly community, it can be very lonely and hard to access the services you need to, like the supermarket, the pharmacy, or the doctor. I wanted to create a piece that talked about how you can support the older people in your life and make sure that everyone is getting through these strange times as best they can. I contacted Kevin Lamb, the CEO of Age Concern Auckland, and Dr. Hamish Jameson, who is a geriatrician with the University of Otago, to provide some expertise on this issue. I spoke first to Dr. Hamish Jameson about how lockdown impacts the elderly community generally and whether we have learnt anything about how communities respond to their elderly during this time.
I think the elderly community are among the most affected. They have reduced mobility, and often reduced ability to get out of the house and to look after themselves in this time of lockdown. So they're some of the most vulnerable people during this lockdown.
This is not the first time New Zealand has been in lockdown. Have we learnt anything about how communities respond to their elderly during this time?
During the last lockdown, I think a lot of elderly people were very cautious about going out and going to their GPs and getting medical reviews. So a lot of medical conditions got worse. The communities generally rallied around quite well with Age Concern, family members and general neighbourhoods and communities to look after older people. However, that was 18 months ago. This is a different time. There's a lot more fatigue, I think, with people, and the novelty in a way is worn off. So I think we're concerned that this lockdown may be worse for older people.
I then asked Kevin Lamb from Age Concern Auckland about how Auckland's numerous lockdowns had impacted the elderly community here compared to other parts of New Zealand. For those who aren't aware, Age Concern is a charity that is dedicated to supporting those aged over 65 years of age. This is the fifth lockdown Auckland has been through of some description. How is this affecting the elderly community here, perhaps compared to other parts of New Zealand?
Well, I think the first thing that we have to reflect is for a lot of older people, lockdown is almost business as usual. We have around 20% of our older population across New Zealand and here in Auckland who experience loneliness and isolation all the time. So for those people, a lockdown is really just a continuation of the same. But for a lot of other older people, it sort of exacerbates that situation. And also, it's quite a fearful thing. And what we're finding in Auckland is that because this is now the fifth time we've been in some form of lockdown, the lag period between those lockdowns where people are still sort of scared, frightened, concerned about going out and carrying on their normal lives, they're not recovering from the last lockdown before the next one emerges. So we're seeing a great deal of anxiety, a great deal of fear. And for a lot of older people, those mental health issues are just as important, if not more important, than some of the practical challenges they're facing.
And that anxiety is certainly understandable. I remember way back when the pandemic began, the concern was around elderly people. But now that we're talking about the Delta variant, which has provided a whole new challenge altogether, I can imagine that anxiety is just increased for people.
Well, it is. I mean, older people are very, very fearful because they know that potentially that they are amongst that most vulnerable sector of the community. And so they're concerned about the fact that with their going out, and they, you know, if they have to go out, they have to go and get their groceries and things like that, or they're interacting with anybody, what's going to happen is that they might then be catching that Delta variant, and they see on the news that it is that much more virulent and that much more dangerous and potentially harmful. So those levels of anxiety and fear are just getting worse and worse every time we have a new lockdown.
I wanted to ask both Hamish and Kevin how having the vaccine available to elderly people during this lockdown about whether having the vaccine available to elderly people during this lockdown has alleviated any anxiety for people about COVID-19, leaving their home and the Delta variant. The first voice you will hear is Hamish's, and then you'll hear Kevin following him.
I think there's a lot of precautions around people getting vaccines, about wearing masks, about safe distances and things like that. So I think that they're doing everything they can to make it as safe as possible. And getting the vaccine is likely to be one of the best things for older people. So I still recommend they proceed with that. I understand there is anxiety, but the older people were the most susceptible to COVID, and vaccines are going to protect it.
Look, I think for some it has. I think for those who have been able to get out and get their vaccine done, I think that's fine. But I think there is also the concern that people have around getting that vaccine, going out is not always the easiest thing for a lot of our older people in our communities. So they're going to have to book in, they're going to have to travel to a vaccine center, they have to wait, they have to queue. These things are quite difficult and quite challenging. And the process of actually going to get a vaccine can be quite frightening in itself, because you're going out into the public, you're going out into an environment where you're fearful that you might be exposed to people who perhaps have got the Delta variant. So on the one hand, yes, it is giving people a certain sort of sense of this gives us protection. On the other hand, the very process and act of getting it is far from simple. And I think the other thing that a lot of people are very painfully aware of is that the rollout of the vaccine across New Zealand and across here in Auckland has simply not been at the level of some other countries they see around the world. And although New Zealand's done incredibly well in terms of managing COVID, the one thing perhaps we haven't done so well is the vaccine rollout. And now we're seeing that we've got Delta in the country.
The core question in this interview for me was, how can people support elderly people during level 4? I asked Hamish and Kevin to answer this. Like the last clip, the first voice you will hear is Hamish's, and then you will hear Kevin's.
I think it's really important to realise that elderly, they don't complain, they don't ask, but really keeping in contact with them is very important at this time. A lot of people are quite stressed, and even the voice and checking how they are can have a really beneficial impact on them. And people can contact their family and their loved ones, but it's also the ones who aren't immediately coming to mind, often the quiet ones, the uncle they hardly ever speak to, or the neighbour who lives 3 or 4 houses along away that would benefit from a phone call. They're often the people we don't think of first that will benefit from people checking that they're okay and coping with the stresses and other limitations of the lockdown.
Fortunately, there's a lot of really simple things that we can all do. I mean, one of the good things that, I mean, age concern here in Auckland, we've managed to contact everybody on our database that we have. So we've contacted thousands of older people across Auckland already since the announcement of the lockdown. But what we're encouraging people to do is, if you have older people who you know, your older relatives, older people in your community, give them a call. Just phone them up to find out how they are. Are they okay? Do they need any help or support? If you're able to and give practical support, things like when you're going to do your grocery shopping, if you can do grocery shopping for your older next door neighbour or the person in your community, and then you can just drop those off to them safely. The other thing is, if you're not quite sure how you can help, or perhaps you don't know anyone locally who you can help but you're really keen to help, you can reach out to organisations like Age Concern here in Auckland, and you can volunteer to help. One of the great things that we've been able to sort through is that the police have reduced their time it takes us to do police checks on volunteers. So every single volunteer who works with Age Concern Auckland has to go through a process to be a police check, so we know that they're absolutely safe to go out and support people. We can do that in 12 hours. So if you really want to help, you can just call us, and we encourage older people to also contact us if they do need help. We match up volunteers with old people who need help in the community to ensure they're getting those basic things like groceries or getting their prescription medicines delivered. But the key thing is just to be aware of the older people in your community, and just, if you can, safely reach out to them and make sure they're okay.
Both geriatrician Dr. Hamish Jamieson and Kevin Lamb from Age Concern emphasise the importance of reaching out to elderly people in your family, older friends, or those people who might be living alone just down the road from you. Hamish reiterated that older people don't always ask for help, which is why it is so important that communication is made with them during this time. Kevin said that for many older people, being alone or isolated is normal. However, this has a detrimental effect on people's mental health and well-being. Staying in contact, giving someone a call that is on their own or lonely, Kevin says, makes such a difference and shows people that there is someone out there that cares about them. As Kevin said in his interview, volunteer services like Age Concern are looking for volunteers to help support the elderly community. Also, both in Auckland and Wellington, Student Volunteer Army is offering grocery delivery for those who need support and are also seeking volunteers to collect and deliver those groceries. So if you need support during lockdown, you can head to www.ageconcernauckland.org.nz or call Age Concern Auckland on 09820 0184. If you're looking to volunteer with Age Concern, you can also head to that email address. If you want help from the Student Volunteer Army with grocery delivery, head to shop.sva.org.nz or call 09801 2122 if you're in Auckland. If you want to volunteer, you can download the Student Volunteer Army app on your phone or you can contact help@sva.org.nz.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.